Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a Connor with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about important issues facing your community. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the next primary elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You probably vote at the chances 50-50,
yes.
Or you will not vote?
I will go.
Thank you so much. And what is your race, just for statistical purposes?
My age?
And your race.
What do you mean?
Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic?
What is my race? What is my race? Yes, I'm white Hispanic.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Puerto Rico.
Thank you so much. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, and always English.
English and Spanish.
Thank you. And what year were you born, just for statistical purposes?
1952.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means very unfavorable feeling and 100 means a very favorable feeling towards that person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Let's start with Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for the USNA. From 0 to 100. Which number do you rate?
I don't live in Southern New Jersey. I live in Northern New Jersey. But I do,
so
you know,
have
I do follow the news. Let's say favorably.
Understand. And what about Rabbi Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for the Congress from 0 to 100?
Oh, from 0. 80.
Thank you. The next one is Stephen Fallop, mayor of Jersey City.
80. We're doing very
thank
well
you.
In there.
Oh, thank you. And the next one is Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for the USNA.
100.
Thank you. The next one is Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
100.
Thank you, ma'am. And the next one is Rob Menendez, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress.
100.
Thank you. The next one is Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for the USNA.
80.
Thank you. And the last one, Joe Biden, President of the United States.
100.
Thank you so much. And when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
He's a wonderful man. He's done very good from the town that I come in, Union City, and he's done very well for everyone and on all the years that he's been serving.
Thank you so much. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And if the Democratic primary election for USNA were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
For Bob Menendez.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Oh, Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
Thank you. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. The first one says, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. You agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
And would you say strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one says, Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one says, Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. You agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father issues in any way. You agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. You agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. Thank you so much. And I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. The first one says, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Nato Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. And the second one says, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez said that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused for committing. They say there have never been any accusation of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Which one comes closer to your own opinion, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, and it will be much closer or somewhat closer?
Maybe somewhat closer.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one says, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say the insiders, party voters, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and the Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. And the supporter says of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Raj Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hard-working families because of his own records of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Which one comes closer to your own opinion, the second one or the first one?
The second one.
Thank you so much. And would you say that is somewhat closer or much closer to your own opinion?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate. Starting with Rob Menendez. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. That makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to provide the support to this candidate.
A lot likely.
Thank you. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he's vowed to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet his moments. This makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to provide the support to this candidate.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. That makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support this candidate.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. A member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. This makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support this candidate.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-migrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence and who support the January 6th rioters and the aim to put Donald Trump back in power. This makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely or not at all more likely to support this candidate.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is about Ravi Bala. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. This makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to vote for this candidate.
Much more likely. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we almost done with this? I'm in a hospital with someone right now. Is there any maybe you can call me back sometime later?
So
yeah,
can
I can
finish.
Try to call you back later. However, we are almost done, and if you want, I can read quickly the question so we can finish and you can.
All right, we're almost done. Okay.
Yes,
go ahead.
Well, after hearing some this information, if the Democratic Party election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Robbie Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for who would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you so much. I will read statements about Robbie Bala, and please tell me if that makes you feel less likely to vote for this candidate. Robbie Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealing. That makes you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Robbie Bala.
Somewhat unlikely.
Thank you. Robbie Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office. That makes you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support this candidate.
Not at all likely.
Thank you. Robbie Bala is too close to Republican Party. Bala hit race of Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. That makes you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. And in addition to this overwhelming Hispanic, Robbie Bala is running the on seat this Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes scheme to remove a Latina from the state assembly. That makes you feel much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to vote for this candidate.
A little less.
Thank you so much. So once again, if you have to choose today, for whom would you vote for the Congress? Rob Menendez, Robbie Bala, and Kyle Jacy.
Rob Menendez.
Thank you so much. Just for statistical purposes only, do you consider yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or conservative?
That's a hard one. I've never even thought about it. Can you read those again?
Yeah. Just for statistical purposes, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent a home. Rent an apartment.
Thank you. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
One associate.
Okay. Are you current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Anyone in your house?
No.
Okay. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Wanda.
Thank you so much, Wanda, for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? The participants are going to be compensated for their time. Can I know that you are interested, yes or not?
No, I'm taking care of an 81-year-old man. I don't have time for that right now.
Well, with this, we already conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your kindness. Thank you with the questions. I hope that everything gets well with the patient in the hospital. Have a great day. Take
you
care.
Too.